Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShoutForJoy.com. So excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and 14 other blogs across the World Wide Web. Oh, of course, those that are listening from iTunes, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in every Tuesday. Every Tuesday we keep it live for you. You know how we do it. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we bring you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests, and today is no different. Listen, my first guest is in the virtual studio with me. This segment is called Our Influential Women in Ministry. Yes, you know this segment. This is one of the hottest requested segments we have. We've talked to in the past in this segment Dr. Medina Pullings and Co-Pastor Susie Owens and Chief Apostle Olive Brown and Dr. Cindy Trim, and the list goes on. And so today we're bringing you Dr. Dee Dee Freeman. She's in the virtual studio, and I'm going to bring her to the mic momentarily, but I don't want you to move, and I don't want you to go anywhere, because coming up later in the show, we're going to talk to our artist spotlight, Deli Rowe, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. She has a brand new CD release party. She's going to tell us all about her project. You know she's been here before. I love this young lady. I love her energy, and I love her spirit, and certainly want to support her. And then later on in the show, we're also going to talk to Cicely Hickman. She's my sister girlfriend spotlight. She has a dynamic event that's coming up in the capital city of Richmond later in August called A Diva Affair social networking party, where she's spotlighting women owners, business owners, and all the vendors are local women. And I'm telling you, if you look at the flyer, the shoe that's on the flyer is off the chain. The flyer alone will sell you, I'm trying to tell you. So listen, I think you all are ready to get this party started. So let me go ahead and get things moving right now. Coming to the mic, my first guest, this young lady, she is dynamic. She really is. Dr. Dee Dee Freeman. She's the wife of Dr. Michael A. Freeman, pastor and founder of Spirit of Faith Christian Center. Certainly, she works alongside her husband in ministry. Oh, my goodness. She has a focus on faith and the family. She's the founder of Women Walking in the Word, a women's fellowship. She has a new book release, So What? I Am Still God's Glamorous Girl. Coming to the mic right now is Dr. Dee Dee Freeman. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dee Dee.
Well, thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Oh, we are so excited to have you and to spotlight you in our Influential Women in Ministry segment. And I'm telling you, when we sent out the e-blast and the Twitters and all of that, people were like, oh, my God, Dr. Dee Dee's coming on the show. I'm going to listen in. So we're excited to have you. Listen, I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
Nothing scary.
Okay.
My mother, she's a registered nurse, and she works nights. The night shift, she's been doing that for like over 30 years. So she usually sleeps at home during the day.
Uh-huh.
Well, she had major back surgery not too long ago, and so she was out, and she was able to be at home during the day. So she called me one day, and she's like, you need to get Dr. Dee Dee on your show. Mom, who are you talking about? What are you talking about? And she was like, Dr. Dee Dee Freeman. I was like, oh, yes. And she was like, I've been watching them on Word Network and on wherever she's been watching. She watched you, and she just was like, you need to get Dr. Dee Dee on the show. And so, Mom, Dr. Dee Dee is on the show.
Thanks, special Mom.
Special request. So, listen, I love during these segments, just to let the listeners know a little bit about you, kind of peer into your life a little bit. How did ministry start for you?
Wow, it was quite interesting. My husband, before he asked me to marry him, he asked me, did I think I could be a pastor's wife?
Oh, so wow. He
always knew that he was called to ministry, but I didn't really understand what being a pastor's wife was all about when I said yes, because immediately I'm thinking yes, because all they do is sit on the second row and wear a big hat. Who can't handle that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, because that's what I saw growing
right.
up. So
right.
I thought, yes, I can handle that. Well, I had no idea after being married for, 9 years or so that God would really call me to walk alongside of my husband in ministry and to do all of what I'm doing, you know, today. So I never thought that this would be what I would be doing.
My goodness.
God just began to, you know, have me to really develop who I was as a person and to develop who I am in him. And then I just began to minister out of that overflow.
My goodness. So you never, did you even think that the ministry would even have growth like you all have seen and just the dynamic things that God has done for your ministry?
Oh, no. We never started off seeing this. We knew that we would have more and, you know, because the way my husband never thinks small. I mean, he's always expanding people around him to think, you know, larger than what we would normally or typically think. So we always knew we would have more, but we never saw this. It was like we just kept our head down doing the work that God had called us to do, and then we looked up one day, and it was like, hey, you know,
like, wow.
Where you are, you know. But we never saw it on this scale. But I tell you, it's so rewarding and exciting to see the growth of the people.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we always say, we don't judge the success of our ministry by the ministry's access, but by the growth of the people and the transformed lives of the people that God has set in our ministry.
Words of wisdom, words of wisdom. And certainly you just finished up a conference, and all I know, I saw a lion on a picture on Facebook. You got to tell us about that. Or
That conference was just incredible. It was amazing. It was just out of the box. I mean, somebody told me I crushed the box. You know,
I like
box
that.
No longer exists. I mean, but, you know, Charvette, we don't really minister to the body of Christ like we really want to be ministered to as a whole sometimes.
Right.
You know, we just give enough to people to say we had a meeting. And I like the entertainment part or the creative part of Christ.
Yes.
You know, God is a God that's creative. He's innovative, and he's always showing us more and expanding, you know, our capacity to believe. And so I like to express all of who God is. I don't want to just minister to the spirit, but I want to minister to the whole man. You know what I mean? The spirit, soul, and body. I want to expand us in totality because, you know, this is our makeup. This is who God created us to be, and we like a level of entertainment. People go to conferences all the time, and, you know, it's like, let's do something different. And so we did. We had a lion. People thought we had Circus Olay at the church.
I saw the ladies on the, that looked like Circus Olay, you know, on the big, beautiful ribbons and just, you know what? But that is that's such a valid point because, you know, a lot of times people feel like the church should be kind of stuck in a hole and do the same thing over and over again, but yet they'll pay $150 on up to go see Beyonce or whoever at the Verizon Center, you know, and they get a full production. So are we competing with the world that way? No, I'm not saying that.
Right.
But if people are used to that level, you know, you don't, why push the church down into a little box and, you know, just doing the same thing all the time?
Exactly. I don't know why we do that. And I think my phone is messing up now. I hope you can hear me better than I can hear myself.
Okay, I can hear you fine.
Great.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, why do we just present anything to the church, you know? And the world is drawing our young people every day
because
they're always presenting something that's fascinating and exciting. And it draws their attention. And so we got to lift up the name of Jesus in a better way, in a more excellent way, to attract the attention of our young people. And that's what I'm endeavoring to do. I'm going after the lost.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of going after the church folk.
Right.
People should be done been caught by now, you know.
Right.
I'm going out in the world.
I like that.
Get me the people out in the world.
I tell you, listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, on iShoutForJoy.com. So excited to have all of our listeners. I see you logging in. Welcome to those that are in the chat room, those that are hanging out on the phone lines. We see you as well. And we are talking to Dr. Dee Dee Freeman in our Influential Women in Ministry segment. All right, so Dr. Dee Dee, tell us a little bit about women walking in the Word Fellowship that you have quarterly.
Yes, it's a fellowship that I started, years ago when we first started out in ministry, and it has grown so much. I mean, it has grown from 10 women to almost 2,000 women that we have come together every quarter, and that's at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And so, you know, it has to be something that women are attracted and drawn to in order to get them out of their beds after they've been up all week long, you know, because here again, you know, we don't just put on something just for the sake of putting on something, but we're going to minister to you. We're going to present something that's going to keep you, I mean, where you're going to have an encounter with God that will change your life forever. And we come together and we really love and support women because the devil has put a lie out, Charvette, in the church to say that women cannot get along. No, how we were in the world, but now we're in the body of Christ and we're sisters. And I teach women how to get along, how to really love each other and be true sisters and really be there to support one another. And so we love it. We come in loving each other, hugging and crying and, you know, laughing, whatever. Yeah. It's like a whole range of emotions, but we leave out solid. That's all that matters.
Right, and that's what matters. How could someone find out about that? Give us all the information on how they could connect with you if they want to be a part of that.
Right, they can go onto our website, spiritoffaith.org, and, I mean, just pull that up. There's a link there for Women Walking in the Word, and it will give them all of the details when we meet, the times, and the location.
Great, great, great. All right, so, and I like something you said a little when you started about your perception of the First Lady, your perception of a pastor's wife. What advice would you give to, say, a young lady, a woman that's dating or courting, or however you people want to say it, a minister, a pastor, maybe getting married, newly married to a minister or pastor? What advice would you give to help them with this journey that's in front of them?
Oh, yeah, very good advice would be to be complete in themselves, to really know who they are so they can be satisfied in the position that God has called them in. I mean, develop your self-esteem and, I mean, in the whole man of who you are, who God has created you to be, because if you're dealing with some personal issues, you would never be able to fulfill the purpose of God as being a pastor's wife. I have to be complete in who I am because I have an understanding that I have to share my husband in a positive manner.
Yes.
You understand? It's like I'm not talking about share him and sharing him like some pastors do, but I'm talking about actually sharing to minister to men and to women. And if I'm not complete and satisfied with the position or the spot that a God has called me, it's going to cause me to be insecure and feeling not sufficient in, you know, my standard or my position.
Right.
And so I have to be complete. And so I encourage every woman, not just pastor's wives, but to really know who they are, their self-worth and their value, and knowing that God has created them to be in his image, and that's being complete, whole, and focused on who he has made them to be.
All right. And you know what? That is a great segue to talk about your newest book release.
Oh, yeah.
So what? I am still God's glamorous girl. Tell us about
Charvette,
that.
No, Charvette, you have to say that with some attitude. It's
what? Okay, so what?
Yeah, that's it. So what?
I like it. Tell us about this book. What is in this?
Well, this book is quite interesting. I just read it again. I mean, it ministers to me every time I read this book. It's really good because I dealt with a lot of personal issues myself in growing up, and I allowed the enemy to define me and to give me definition, and I had to get a revelation of who created me, and knowing that the one who created me is the only one who had the right to define me.
Wow.
And so when I realized that, then I got bold enough to start saying, so what? because I was always living inside of somebody else's words or dreams or visions. And I was tired of making all of the dumb mistakes and allowing the devil to beat me over the head to make me feel, you know, like I was worthless.
Right.
And so what I did is I got a group of ladies together who had been coming in to me to minister to them, and I had them to write their testimonies as well, because the Bible says that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies, and our testimonies could be a strength to somebody else when they read it. You know, it's like, okay, well, God being no respecter of person, if he did it for them, he'd do it for me. And so once reading the book and you reading everybody else's story, it really will empower you to know that you are God's glamorous girl. So what? I've made some bad choices. So what? You know, you can really put your foot down.
I like that. What a great synopsis. Because a lot of times, just like you said, the enemy will pop up in your head, this situation or that situation, and that so what right off the bat is like negating anything the enemy is saying. I like it. How can people purchase the book?
They can go to the website again. They can go to the website, spiritoffaith.org, and they can order the book, or either they can go onto our website, onto our call to our church phone, and that's 301-630-3733, and they can purchase the book that way.
Outstanding, outstanding. Do you have any book signings or events coming up related to the book?
Well, they are in the process of planning something, so, again, they can check out the website or call the church office, and they can get more information about that, because I did do that at our conference, and
yes.
So I know they're setting it up again to do.
Oh, right. And certainly, listeners, you can check out Dr. Dee Dee Freeman on Facebook. She might be almost at her max.
I'm maxed out. They can be the Facebook fan now.
Okay. Great. So check that page out, certainly, and stay connected. And, of course, the website, as we mentioned before, and I know your time is precious. And so I just thank you for being able to be one of our spotlights and influential women in ministry.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
I really appreciate that.
And my last question that I always like to ask, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates Dr. Dee Dee Freeman?
Wow. What motivates me is need. Whenever there's a need, I understand that there's always purpose for me. And people are out here with needs. And that motivates me, because I understand that God has called me to be a channel, someone to flow resources regardless of what it is, whether it's financially, spiritually, emotionally, you know, whatever it is that I have that I can meet a need. That motivates me. So there will always be needs.
Yes.
People will always have a need of something. And so as long as I know there's a need, I'll always be motivated to fulfill that need when I can.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Thank you again, Dr. Dee Dee Freeman, for joining the show.
Tell your mom I said thank you.
I sure will. We're going to get your book and continue to promote the wonderful work that you and your husband are doing in ministry.
Great. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. All right, listeners, keep it locked. We're going into a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to our second segment, which is our new artist spotlight with Deli Rowe. You don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Zs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and all across the World Wide Web. Make sure you connect with me online. Very easy. You can go to charvette.com. That's right, S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, charvette.com. You can listen to past shows. You can check out featured shows and all that good stuff. Of course, connect with me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Charvette, and then, of course, Facebook. Hook up with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette, and I'd love to hear from you, love to hear any of the feedback. Thanks for those that are hanging out with us in the chat room, those that are listening on the phone lines, we say hello. We're moving into our next segment. Certainly want to give a big shout-out to our official sponsors for the month, Diva Affair Social Networking Party. Oh, my goodness, it's taking place in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia on August 14th at 5 p.m. at the Richmond Marriott downtown. That's right, and it's a free event, free to the public. Vendor spots are available, and it's a night of socializing and shopping with hand-picked vendors, all of which are independent women business owners from the area. I'm telling you, so excited. You're going to hear a little bit more in just a few minutes because I'm interviewing the event planner for that event. But I'm going to the phone lines right now, checking on my next guest here coming to the mic. Do I have Deli Rowe on the mic?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Deli Rowe. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fabulous. So glad to have you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, back by popular demand. Certainly, listeners, you have heard from Deli Rowe before. You've heard her music on iShoutForJoy.com. Brand new artist, has a new CD release, a CD release concert. We're going to hear all the good nuggets. So, Deli Rowe, tell us what's going on in your world.
Oh, my gosh. The CD release concert is like the biggest thing in my world right now.
It is amazing.
I am so excited. God has been like so favorable with this thing, and I'm just so excited. I cannot wait for the concert, August 7th, 2010.
August 7th, 2010. What's the location and the time?
The location will be Richmond Christian Center, or some people know it as RCC, at 6 o'clock p.m. The doors open at 6:30. The show starts. It's a $10 admission, and with admission, you receive a copy of my debut CD called Growing Pains.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You really can't beat that. Oh my! And so at the concert, how will you have special guests? How are you going to set up the concert?
It will be myself, of course. My special guests are Freeze, who is a Christian rapper who's awesome lyricist, really grounded in the word. Van Boyd and True Anointing, who is also great friends of mine and are popular around the Richmond, Virginia area. And
yeah.
Also one of my favorite poets, Soteria. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard her before, but when you hear her open her mouth, you are just like, Wow. She told you are at a loss for words. So we're going to have a poet, rap, and, of course, Van Boy and True Anointing. So.
Oh, outstanding. And so you got to tell us about the CD project. So we talked to you a little while ago when you were getting things together, but now it's finalized. So tell us about the songs that are on your project and how you decided on everything that's finalized. Tell us all about it.
Well, the name of the project is called Growing Pains. And what really came to me is the stage that I am in my life. I'm 19 years old, and a lot of my friends that are in college, including myself, a lot of us that are in college, you know, we're kind of at that point where we're trying to decide, you know, what it is that we want to do with our life, what is it that we're supposed to be doing, you know, careers and all that type of stuff. And so to me, like, what God gave me is a growing pain. It's something where you're not a child anymore, but you're not all the way grown yet, but you're in that middle stage, and it's a growing pain because it's tough sometimes, but you got to push through it. On the project, I have a couple songs. We talk about holding on. We talk about a lot of life situations, just holding on to, you know, your gift, holding on to the promise of God. We talk about being obedient. We talk about Christian relationships. Stuff that we actually deal with, Christian relationships. We talk about chasing after God and really having that desire and that fire for Him. We talk about resting in God's wings, just resting in His presence. So it goes a lot of places, but it all ties into growing pains. It all ties into stuff that we deal with in our everyday life.
And I like that. And I like that you are a young lady, but you represent so well. Whenever I see you in person, you're just very polished and very polite, and you minister. I mean, I love your vibe. I love that it's a little bit urban, but you have, you know, your words say something. It's not just, you know, you're being urban to be urban. I mean, your words of the song say something. You know my favorite song is Purpose. I love it.
Yes.
You got to check it out. And listeners, listen, you need to go to DeliRowCDRelease.net. DeliRowCDRelease.net. There you can purchase tickets. You can hear some music. How else can people connect with you online?
Also, of course, on Twitter, twitter.com/DeliRow. Twitter is like my favorite right now, so I'll always put it out first. Twitter, Facebook, my fan page is I Am Deli Row, all one word. I'm also on YouTube. I have some videos up there, and I occasionally update some things that are going on in the ministry and just different things in my life. And then, of course, MySpace on there. My music is up there. And then my website is coming very, very, very soon. So I'll keep you guys posted on when it's up.
Oh, cool. And listeners, Deli Row, that is DeliRowe. DeliRowe. Those that are in the chat room, it's in the chat room for you. Oh,
Yay. Cool.
So I want to know about the writers and the producers. So tell us about that.
Okay, writing. I did all the writing myself, of course.
Big clap. Wait a minute, I got to give you a big clap for that.
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
Amen.
Do you write for other people as well, or have you just been writing for yourself?
I've been writing for myself mainly, but I do want to venture out. And if any artists are looking for music, definitely contact me because I am working on a lot of different things. Other artists as well. Let's see. I wrote all the songs. Three of the songs I produced myself, and then it was a growing pain, really.
It was growing pain.
And then I have two songs on there are by a good friend of mine, Demetrius Clarton, also known as D-Keys. He's an amazing, amazing producer. He has a great ear for music, just all-around musician, plays everything, keyboard, bass, guitar, whatever you need. He's great. I've known him for a very long time, so I trust his ear, and he really knows my voice very well. So shout out to Demetrius. And then another song, the other song is by Claude Neverson. So, Three producers, so.
Okay. Outstanding, outstanding. All right, so one more time, give us all the details about your CD release concert.
It is August 7th, Saturday, August the 7th, 2010, at Richmond Christian Center, 214 Cowarden Avenue. 6 o'clock p.m. is when doors open. 6:30, we're going to start the show. $10 admission. With admission, you receive CDs. And let's see, Freeze will be on there, Van Boyd and True Anointing, and Soteria, and myself. And also, just to throw this out, that Friday evening, the sixth, we will have at RCC a youth talent showcase. So any young people out there, any young people ages 14 and up, if you're interested, go ahead and sign up for that. Come on out that Friday evening. It starts at 7 p.m. Come on out that Friday evening to showcase your talent. First prize winner receives a $300 cash reward, and you can't beat that.
$300.
And you receive a 10-minute spot on the concert the next day. So you get cash and you get exposure. So definitely take advantage of that.
Okay, so let me pause and make sure the listeners heard that correctly. So this is, they need to sing, or is it any kind of ministry?
Any kind of ministry.
Okay,
if
and
you
any
dance,
age, is this an age group, age range, I should say?
Age 14 to college.
Okay, 14 to college,
mm-hmm.
Any ministry gift, and what time again on that Friday, August the 6th?
August the 6th, 7 p.m. at Richmond Christian Center.
Okay,
Yes, come showcase your talent, anything, any churches out there, if you are interested in bringing young people, bring them out. It's free, but just bring the young people out to showcase their talent. I don't want us to down the next generation, you know, because we have other people that are under us, most definitely. So you guys come on out that Friday and that Saturday. Come back that Saturday and support the young person that wins that Friday and support the concert. Yeah.
Yeah, that is great. And we need to support each other, right?
Yes.
Don't you agree? I agree. So tell me something you have learned with, you know, writing all of your own music and actually doing some of the producing. Is there something that you have learned along the way you would like to share with maybe, you know, other artists that are thinking about getting their feet wet with this?
One thing I would say is take your time. Definitely take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you hear from God. Don't just put stuff out that makes you feel good, because I believe that if you hear from God, then you'll definitely touch the heart of the people. Definitely take your time. Put your best foot forward. Always put your best foot forward. If it's not right, don't put it out. Make sure that it's as good as it can be.
I like it. I like it. Well, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on you, Deli Rowe, and just excited about all the things that are going on in your world. Excited that you were able to join us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, on ishopforjoy.com. And we just love you here and love your music, and we're just looking for bigger and better things from you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited you guys come on out. And thank you again, Ms. Charvette, for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right,
listeners, I'm telling you what, you want to keep it locked right here. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then after that, we're going to be talking in our third segment, our spotlight segment. I'm calling it a sister girlfriend spotlight, an event spotlight, all that good stuff. We're going to be talking about a diva affair, social networking party coming to Richmond August 14th. And it's just phenomenal. And I'm telling you, I met the event planner at another networking event. And when she handed me her postcard flyer, the shoe on the flyer was so bad. I said, oh, my God, I have to support this event just because the shoe on the flyer was off the chain. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, you want to keep it locked? We'll be right back. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on industrybuzzwith3Zs.com.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back again. Hello, this is your lovely, stunning, and magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to be bringing you this phenomenal show. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And let me tell you, you need to connect with me online. Follow me. Hang out with me. Go to twitter.com/Charvette and connect with me there. Of course, facebook.com/Charvette. And then, of course, charvette.com is real easy. Oh, and if you have an iPod, you can have the show downloaded to your iPod for free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store and search for Charvette, and you can have a download of all the shows. You can go back and listen to all the past shows. It's really, really cute. Don't you like modern technology? I love modern technology. Listen, we're checking the phone lines right now. All right, Cicely, do we have you on the line? All right, we'll keep it moving here. Just waiting for our next guest to call in. Listen. You want to make sure you check us out over the next couple of weeks. We have some phenomenal shows lined up for you. We have some artist spotlights, more artist spotlights that are coming. Harold Lilly will be joining us the beginning of August. He's been on the show before. This is our second exclusive interview with him. He is a Grammy Award-winning writer, songwriter, producer for Alicia Keys and Angie Stone and a whole bunch of people. But he recently wrote and had a hand in writing the new song, It's All God, that you'll hear Pastor Marvin Winans singing. Well, that writer is going to be on the show. We're really, really excited to have him. Listen. We're going to keep it locked right here. And let me give you – let me let you hear this joint right here. This is LL Cool J and Mary Mary called We're Gonna Make It. I love this joint. Keep it locked.
Of a slave picking cotton, stress beaming down like the sun, I felt rotten to the core, was at war cause the enemy is plotting. I hear him knocking, singing that we got him, hot like solar, he wanna burn my soul up, world's on my shoulder, but I roll back your boulders, words have a funny way of coming back to scold ya, watch what come out of your mouth, you crack a molar, I tried to told ya. Enemies gunning, true believers ain't running. For ducking, we ain't scared of nothing. You feel me? They wanna test me and press my button. Oh, really? Allow Uncle Ella hit y'all or something. There's a living power, make a man out of coward. Rebuild your strength like the new trade towers. I thought that I was over, my life got devoured. Now I'm on top and I pray for all the doubters. Time to shout it, sing it louder. World was spinning and spilling on the ground, and that God wasn't willing. It seemed like the only ones balling was the villain. Dollar signs in their eyes, lying to our chilling. I wanna kill them, I'd rather God heal them. They selling venom, and we bind it like denim. These worldwide webs they weave, we caught in them. Whole folks is dying, the CEO skimming. The bat's in your hand, and this is the ninth inning. Keep your eyes on the ball when you're swinging. Don't be confused, don't be fooled by the winder. Stop switching your position, make your mind up. Pull your bootstraps tight, get your grind up. Get your life lined up before time's up. Yo, you know what? Take 10% of that, though you're trying to stack. Send it up to God, I guarantee send it back. Multiply by 100 times, y'all remember that. It's just a little jewel to get the monkey off your back. Sing it out. Valley, through the loneliest alley,
Never give up, press on through the storm. Weeping man door for the night, seem long. But if you stand strong, joy cometh in the morn.
And it go on and on and on and on and on.
I know it feels like you're back to the wall. You're sitting in the crib and you don't know who to call. Hanging on a tight rope, fingers slipping off. You ain't by yourself, dog, we all been lost. Stay on your course, carry your cross. Ain't no stopping, got to keep it popping. You want it, you can get it, believe me, the king did it. Nothing gonna hold you back, there's no limit. I'm sent to bring truth to rap, not gimmicks. And I'm not finished, man, listen. Here's the moral to the thesis, y'all cats need Jesus. You put your life back together, pick up the pieces. Words to the masses, I heard God asked us for less fake rappers and more real pastors. From hereafter.
All right, listeners, that's LL Cool J and Mary Mary. We're going to make it. I love that because you know what? We are going to make it. So I am so glad you're tuning in. You're checking us out here on the Charlotte Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Woo! Holla, we're so glad to have you. We started the top of the hour out with Dr. Dee Dee Freeman in our Influential Women in Ministry segment. And then we rolled in and talked to new artist spotlight, Deli Rowe. I love that young lady. I love her vibe. I love her spirit. She is awesome. And I want you all to support her. Support her. Now we're moving into our third segment. Oh, my goodness. My guest is in the virtual studio, Miss Cicely Hickman. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Hello, Cicely.
Hi, Charvette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited and I'm motivated.
All right. Look, I like to hear that. You come on the line. You come in the studio motivated and excited. And you know that's the goal of my show, to motivate, excite, and influence. So listen, I was talking about you earlier about your flyer for your event that we're going to hear about and how when I met you and I saw that flyer with that bad shoe on it, I was like, oh, my goodness, I have to support this event because the shoe on the flyer is so bad.
Thank you. And my favorite color is purple. I told my marketing person what I wanted, and she was there for me, and I came up and we have this fabulous flyer, which is also the attention getter, just like it caught your attention.
Yes.
Everyone's attention once they see it.
Oh, my goodness. And big shout out to Marissa D, who did that marketing for you. So listen, let me back up and let me slow down because you are my sister girlfriend event spotlight. I want people to know who you are. So who are you?
Well, I'm from South Richmond. And I graduated from Meadowbrook High School. Basically, I'm from the metro area. I've lived here all of my life. And I just mentor with kids. On a daily basis. I'm in several programs throughout the metro area. I mentor with Virginia Heroes, which is like something with the Arthur Ashe program. I also mentor with the Richmond Youth Peace Summit. I also work with the girls with Kasura. That's also a teenage mentoring program. And I also do Girl Scouting as well. I'm a member of St. Paul's Baptist Church under Pastor Lance Watson.
And woohoo, big shout out to St. Paul.
Yes. Yes. We have to give a shout out to them. And also, please vote for us on the Hoodie Awards.
The Hoodie Awards. Okay.
Yes. We're up for nominations for the best church in the metro area. So please nominate us. And also, I work with the youth ministry there at St. Paul's, and right now we're doing Vacation Bible School. So I had to take time out from Vacation Bible School to come on to your show this evening.
Oh, well, we're glad that we had an opportunity to talk to you. And you're a stylist, a master stylist. Tell us about, how long have you been styling and all of that?
Okay, well, I actually started styling hair at home when I was, like, in the eighth grade, you know, going around doing everyone's hair in the neighborhood. And eventually what happened, I got onto a program with Richmond Barber School on, under Mr. Raymond Lee. And I ended up graduating the same time I graduated high school. I graduated from the Richmond Barber School, which was in 1993. Once I left there, I went on into doing the instructor program.
Okay.
Still at Richmond Barber School, and I graduated from that program in 1998. So upon doing those two programs, I ventured out and went to North Carolina, and I went to Dudley Cosmetology University in Kernersville, North Carolina, under Mr. Dudley.
Okay.
So I've been doing hair quite some time. I have over 15 years under my belt. And right now, the past few years, I've ventured out, and I'm also picked up doing makeup. So I'm also a makeup stylist, a barber stylist, and an instructor.
Oh, right. You just a mover and a shaker.
Yes, that classifies me as a master stylist. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So there is no surprise that you call your event a diva affair. So tell us why you decided to do this event, a diva affair.
Well, I decided to do the diva affair as a chance for women-owned businesses to come out and do a girls' night out, basically socializing, networking, and vending their services. With the diva affair, I actually researched for about 6 months before I decided to do the affair on how many women-owned businesses there are in the DMV area. That's, you know, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Right.
And I came up with over hundreds of women-owned businesses from a variety of businesses from, you know, beauty products to wineries to selling their own lotions, and they do purses and make shawls. It's just so many things out here that we do. It's a vast amount of things, and I just don't feel that, you know, people know how much is out there.
Right.
And if we just focus on us as women, so not even just women, with men as well, if we just do the local community shopping within, we would never have to go to a department store.
My goodness.
So I wanted to do a night where we focus just on women at this time. Maybe later we'll do men, but on this night, want to focus on women and supporting our women and uplifting our women and just, you know, networking amongst ourselves in order to uplift us.
What a great idea. What a great, great, great idea. Because women, we love getting together. We love shopping. So why not, you know, pull that all together in a place that then it benefits us, our community as well. So how is the event set up? Give us the who, what, when, where of the event.
Okay, first of all, I just wanted to let you know, thanks to Mitchell Productions, you can go on Sassy Moments, the blog spot, and, you know, just to find out a little bit more about the information. But
great.
I'm just going to give you a slow rundown of it really quick. Is that it's at the Marriott, downtown Marriott, on August the 14th. And that's the second Saturday in August, and it's from 5 to 9. We'll be on the lower level, and we'll have about 20 different vendors out there. I do have several sponsors that I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to.
Yeah.
And that's Marissa D. Marketing. She did our wonderful flyers, and she's been promoting the event, and she's also doing another class coming up towards the Diva Fair. But I also want to shout-out T. Miller's Restaurant, that's located in the downtown Marriott, because they will be providing our appetizers. I want to shout out our shoutforjoy.com with Jamila Joy and also Charvette Mitchell, because both, if it wasn't for both of you all, I wouldn't be here today. So I want to shout both of you all out, but as well as my vendors. I have about 20 different vendors that'll be out there. I have ladies coming from Fredericksburg and Maryland, and
also in North Carolina,
as well as far as Virginia Beach coming out. I have John Ricks, which does soy candles.
Uh-huh.
I have Tracy Lynn Jewelry, Soul Purpose, that does the body lotions.
Yes.
I have a pretty package. She does special packaging as well as trinkets for weddings. I have Luscious Lashes. That's a new lash salon that came out in South Richmond.
So they do just lashes?
She does just lashes, and she does mink lashes that stay on for months at a time.
Get out of here.
Yes. She is a very powerful person as well, because she opened up one salon,
uh-huh.
and she had to shut that one down. She came back 3 months later strong, and now she's in South Richmond, and that's Tamala White. Yes, and I also have a vendor there called Let It Go, who specializes in ministry shirts. That just says, I forgot what it says, but it just basically, it's just like, I am a woman of God, or I am a godly woman. And also she has the shirts that says, I'm a man of God. She has the hats and accessories as well. And then I have Cookie Lee Fashion Jewelry that's coming down from Maryland. And then I have Scentsy Candles, and that's the Wickless Candles. And I also have Truly Treasures. And this young lady is coming from Virginia Beach with her suits. And her suits, none of her suits are over $35, she told me. And
what?
There are some wonderful, yes, and there's some wonderful suits to wear to church. So I'm looking forward to seeing those in person, because I've only gotten to see them online. But they really look nice. They're really impressive. We also have, for the Sweet Tooth, we have Sweet Things Bakery that will be out there with their wonderful cupcakes. We have I Shout for Joy, Jamila Joy, which will have a booth out there. And we also have Charvette Mitchell that will be talking about her wonderful
web design and every radio show.
Yes,
everything.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because I also want to say that she did my blog spot. And I love my blog spot. I love it. Everyone that sees that blog spot says, that's you, Cicely, that's you, with all the little blinging that you put on that. So thank you so much.
You are quite welcome. Definitely come out
and support us. And I am looking for vendors still for that event.
Okay.
So definitely get in contact with me by going onto my website, which is sassycreations.com, which is sassycreations.com.
Great, and I love how you have, like, Sassy, you know, is your kind of your trade name, but you, instead of saying S-A-S-S-Y, you say S-A-S-S-C. So
well,
I
it's
like
a little
that.
It's a little thing to that, because my nickname is Sassy.
Uh-huh.
So we just came up with, me and one of my friends were coming up with the idea of how I could be unique with my name. And we said, why don't we just take the Y off of Sassy and make it Sassy with the C.
Sassy with the C. So listeners, check out www.sassywithacreations.com or sassymoments.com. Either one of them. Sassycreations.com is the main website, and then sassymoments.com is the blog. You can check out things there, leave comments, all that good stuff. So this is a phenomenal event. You just heard all of the plethora of things that'll be there. And this is a free event to the public. To the public, this is absolutely free, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God, you can't beat that.
Yes. I wanted it to be free, because no one should have to pay to shop and to network. We should be able to come in and do it, you know, and mingle amongst ourselves and be able to do it freely.
And I like that it's socializing, shopping, and networking. So, you know, even if you say, well, I don't have, you know, money to shop and all that, come to network. If you are a business owner or a product, a service, a ministry, bring your cards and come just mingle, walk around. You don't know how you'll get connected. That's exactly how me and you got connected, through a networking event, and you just never know where the connections go. And certainly, you know, you want to utilize all of your network and just come out and support, I think, is the main thing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Can they check you out on Facebook?
Yes, I'm also on Facebook. My fan page is Sassy Creations, and that's on my fan page. And I also just want to mention, if you're not able to be a vendor, you can also advertise for as low as $25. And we're expecting 500 people to come out, so just think $25 for 500 people, where can you get that?
Right. That's a great offer. That's a great offer. And we're excited because you all are our official sponsors of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So listeners, those that listen to us regularly, you will continue to hear about this event. You all are our sponsors. So we're excited to have this, you all sponsoring the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're really excited. Now, you got to tell us about this social media networking class that you have coming up this weekend. What is that about?
Okay, this weekend at the Richmond Convention Center from 3 to 6, we will have Marissa D. Marketing speaking about Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and some other free social outlets that are out there in order to promote your business for free. You don't always have to advertise where you have to spend money. She's going to show you different ways to go on there and make Facebook and Twitter work for your business. We'll also have Mickey Wright of the BeautySuperstars.com. She'll also be out there talking about constant contact and how to keep up with updating your clientele list in order to let everyone know about you and what you're doing on a monthly basis.
And I love constant contact. I love it, love it. I know there are a lot of different email blasters and email marketing tools, but I have used constant contact faithfully, and I love it. So,
yeah, and this event is only $5, and you're going to get a wealth of knowledge, 2.5 hours worth of knowledge for only $5.
Yeah.
So please come on out to the Richmond Convention Center this Saturday from 3 to 6. This also will be a networking event as well. This is part one to the Diva Affair. So bring your business cards out to come out and network. And this event is actually for men or women.
Okay.
So both can come out and socialize and network and learn about free business tools.
That's July 24th.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And so people should connect. What's the easiest way for people to connect with you online?
To connect with me, just email me at info@sassycreations.com.
Great. And that's Sassy with the C, ladies and gentlemen, not Sassy with the Y.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Charvette.
Oh, you are quite welcome. I'm excited to be a part of the event and to have you all sponsoring the show. And certainly we want to give listeners all of the background, the in-depth, exclusive interview about what's going to be going on at this wonderful Diva Affair social networking party. And I'm just excited for you. And so certainly thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I love you so much. You just don't know. You are now my spiritual anointed sister. I want to tell you that now. I want to put that out there to let you know. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. Thank you, and I'll see you in a little while.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, listeners, certainly you want to support that event. You definitely want to support that event and get more information, sassycreations.com, or go to the blog, sassymoments.com, and that's sassy with a C and not a Y. That's the easiest way to remember that. Oh, my goodness. Certainly, I hope you have enjoyed today's show. I had a blast. Again, the top of the hour, we were had the high privilege of talking to Dr. Dee Dee Freeman and our Influential Women in Ministry segment. Certainly check her out online, Spirit of Faith Christian Center, where her husband and pastor, Dr. Michael A. Freeman, pastor Dynamic Ministry, and very glad that we were able to spotlight her. And then, of course, new artist, Deli Rowe, that's Deliroewe. Check her out on Twitter and Facebook and support her and buy her music. I love Purpose. I love all of her singles. I really like her energy, and, again, I've met her in person, and every time I've seen her, She was just phenomenal. And that makes a difference. That makes a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you meet people and you're like, okay, you kind of went to the left on me. But when you can meet somebody and they, you know, show integrity and show just a great spirit, that says a lot. And that goes a long way. You know, that's a free tip there from Charvette Mitchell. Show integrity. Be gracious and be kind in all that you do, in all of your transactions, any business, any dealings that you have related to ministry. Always show integrity and be gracious. That is a tip that you can live with. Okay, oh my goodness, our time is out. Thank you so much again for checking us out every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're just delighted to have you. Check me out online, charvette.com. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.